Welcome, folks, to the official visual accoutrement to the 2022 Nutmeg Country Spring Fling. Thanks for joining us. 30 miles of lightly paved country roads and 25 miles of rugged single track. I love wondering and testing what kind of bikes tune best for this kind of truly mixed experience. Mixed emotions, shaken, not stirred. Terrain and terroir over the one-dimensional experiential measuring stick of distance alone. That's what I signed up for as a 13-year-old. Pedaling to the trailhead, riding through the trail as a passenger on the back of its rhythm and flow. Will it go through is always the question. Well, the figurative trail did go through at the Nutmeg Country Spring Fling. The 40 men, near or in their 40s, that's who showed up. It was free and announced 9 days prior. Gentlemen, I should mention, the gentlest. And so we pedaled together towards the rocky coast for a picnic. Whole lot of picnicking and pecocking on the rocks. More pecocking. Truly the Moab of New England. Oh, hey there, Miggy. Welcome to the beach. Spring break, am I right? There really is no best bicycle for rock crawling, but if there were, it would be made of Duralicon. The beach. Sand. Water. Bikes. A bike rider. And this, a very old house. 1660, folks. That's right. Roots. Rocks, Ryan Gosling. This trail is not groomed, oh no. It's covered in sticks. Sticks that eat derailleurs like bonbons on a couch. This trail is linear, but wickedly twisted. It goes through, or does it? Then it does. The way back inland would be fraught with peril, however. 13 rocky miles of eastern single track, crawling with a few bog road bonus climbs, and walks entirely within a wild and scenic watershed. But it's all rocks and woods unless you are forced to take the time to take it all in. The wet leaf smell, the early spring aromas of things about to spring, the delectable waft of a misstepped shoe being pulled from the muck. We would not be mountain bikers if we did not love the mud, so I've heard. I myself prefer a nice, slow mud crossing, no spatter, and 8 out of 10 times rideable. Those 2 times your foot might go in the mud is all the thrill I need. You can have your backflips, thank you very much. And it's back to the Hadlime Barn to yak about just how many times the mud won. We are mountain bikers, after all. Don't you forget, the original dirt surfers. Eat your pizza, young ones. Happy spring.